discussion, and let me get my questions.
All right.
The first thing I want to ask you about is your grandparents. Do you know where they grew up, either on your father's side or your mother's side?
Well, my grandparents, I think they grew up right around Callahan here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, I'm the president of my family reunion, and if I had them all together, I could have showed you all that I got together.
Yeah.
It's Tobias Clarissa Jones. Those are all my grandparents.
Was Clarissa Jones?
Clarissa Jones.
Was a grandmother?
Grandmother. So what? Grandmother back in the grandmother, yeah. Great-grandmother, yeah.
Great-grandmother.
Okay, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you remember her at all?
I don't remember her.
Okay.
But I've been hearing talk about her.
Okay, what kinds of things did you hear about her?
Well, she was, back in that time, all of them were back in that time, they were farmers.
Farmers,
yeah,
okay.
They did a lot of farming.
Okay.
Yeah, did a lot of farming. And, they live right around Callahan, here.
Well, let me ask you this, Lovett. Was she far enough back to be considered a slave?
Yes, she was a slave.
She was a slave,
yes.
Whose property did she work on, do you know?
I don't know too much about the property, but I know she was a slave, and I think something to do with part Indian or something like that.
Well, I can help you with that. When Andrew Jackson fought the Indians up in Georgia and Alabama, he drove them out of there, and they came into Florida, and they became Seminoles.
Uh-huh.
The name Seminole means wanderers.
Yeah.
And the blacks and the Seminoles got together. I'll tell you why, because Florida was not part of the colonies. Florida was owned by Spain in those days.
Yeah.
And so if the blacks could escape across the border, they were free.
They were free.
And when they got into Florida, they oftentimes joined the Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived side by side. They plowed the land and they grew crops. And they intermarried. There was a lot
that's
of that.
Right. That's right.
And they also fought together. And the blacks who fought with the Indians were fierce fighters. And the Indians loved them because they were good fighters. So it's not uncommon to find blacks in this part of the country that have Indian blood in them.
That's right.
And I think that's, so you think maybe your grandmother had some, great-grandmother had some Indian blood in
them. They did.
Did you ever hear your family talk any about that?
Well, if they talked about it, we didn't talk too much about it. I have a history of it all, too. I got the history of that.
Do you?
Too. I have a history of it.
Well, I'd love to look at it sometime.
I'll have to get that together, I'll get that for you, so you can read it.
May I borrow it?
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, well, wonderful.
I will give it to you.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make a copy of it and give it back to you.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Well, that's great.
I have it.
That's
have
very
it.
Nice.
And I will give it to you. We got a family reunion coming up third through the fifth.
Of this month?
This year.
This year, okay.
At the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
In Jacksonville, the Airport Holiday Inn.
Okay. Oh,
yes, and if you want to, I'm going to give you an invitation. You come too.
I would enjoy that.
I'll give you an invitation.
All right. I would enjoy that.
And you'll enjoy it, too.
Wonderful.
And
that's
we
good.
We have a wonderful time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now, do you know anything about Clarissa's husband, who would be your great-grandfather?
Not too much about it, not offhand. I'd have to read up on it.
Okay.
But it's a big write-up on it. We have a big write-up on it.
Okay.
How it started out.
Okay.
And everything. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, how about your grandparents?
My grandparents. Okay. My grandparents. Who was my grandparents? Well, my grandparents. I have to.
You should have two. One on your
father's side.
And then your mother's side.
On the mother's side.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I think her name was Mariah.
M-A-R-I-A?
A-H.
Oh, M-A-R?
I-A-H.
I-A-H.
Okay. Mariah. I think her name was Mariah.
Okay.
Denifield. D-E-N-N? D-E-N-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And on my father's side now, I have to think way back.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe it'll come to you while we're talking.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
Do you remember your Mariah? Do you remember your grandmother?
No, I don't remember.
What kinds of things do your family tell you about her?
Well, they all were farmers.
All farmers, okay.
All farmers, because that's what I did.
Well, she was free by that time.
Free by that time, okay. Yes. That's right, yes.
Was she in this area here?
She was in this area here.
Okay.
Right, uh-huh.
Do you think she was born here? Or did she come?
I don't think she was born here. I don't think she was born here. I think she was born somewhere. It was in Florida. But they moved here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. And how about your grandfather? You remember her husband? Remember anything about him?
Well, no, I don't know whether I know anything about him either too much. I'll have to relocate on that.
Well, what we're interested in is what you got up here.
Up here, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I have to think back.
Okay, all right.
No.
Well, you said they were farmers, so that's
farmers.
How they earned their living.
That's how they earned their living.
Do you have any interesting memories of your grandparents that anyone's told you about or things you remember? Now, you were... Do you actually remember your grandparents?
Nope, I don't actually remember. That they told me the things of the grandparents.
Remember what they might have told you about them?
Well, all they know, they were big farmers.
What did they farm, do you know?
Corn.
Corn?
Corn, and I think they, one time, now my daddy, he planted rice back out there. I know he planted cotton.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they must have did that too.
Okay, well, would they need to be closer to the water to plant rice?
No.
No?
We had a muddy place back out in there.
Okay.
And I could just about remember that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do remember the cotton.
Okay.
Because I helped one out then.
Did you pick cotton?
I picked the cotton.
That's hard work.
That was hard work. It sure was. I picked cotton. I had a little bitty boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question I need to ask you about the Civil War. I know you weren't here in the Civil War, but during the Civil War, Fernandina was occupied by the Union.
Uh-huh.
And most of the Confederate people left Fernandina. They came out into the county here. And then when the war was over, they went back. Did you ever hear any discussions about people that lived out here during the war and then went back?
No. But I can remember the time when we was in school, if something happened down here to Alligator Creek in Callahan.
Okay.
The sign is still there.
Okay.
And
what does the sign say?
It says something about the Civil War.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It's about the Civil War, and we just have to march down and read it and come back.
From school.
From school. Yeah. Okay. Yes, uh-huh.
How do you get to Alligator Creek from here?
You came right through it by it.
Did I?
And when you came for the second red light coming this way?
Yes.
On the right-hand side is a fruit stand.
Okay.
That bridge. Over there, they got a plaque there.
Okay.
So something happened to that, right there. Something happened there.
Is that the bridge that you take to go to Fernandina?
No, it's right in Callahan.
Right here in Callahan.
Right here in Callahan.
Okay.
It happened right here in Callahan.
All right.
And it's Alligator Creek.
Okay.
And it's a sign, and it got the writing on it.
Okay, I'll go over there and read
it. It's a fruit stand.
Fruit stand.
If you get out your car and walk back behind that fruit stand, you'll see a sign there. Read that sign.
All right, I'll do that.
Read that sign.
I'll do that. Uh-huh. So when I leave here, I go back past the school.
Past school, get back on number 1.
On number 1. Uh-huh. Turn right.
Turn right.
Okay.
And when you cross the bridge, you might park in the... with that gas station and walk over there. Either you could pull over there to the fruit stand. Don't nobody run the fruit stand no more.
Okay.
Pull over there and park in the fruit stand.
And I'll go read it.
And go read that sign.
All right.
About the Civil War.
Okay. All right. Do you know, did your grandparents make their own clothes? Did you ever hear?
Yeah, my mother, not grandparents. I know about my grandparents.
Okay.
My mother was my seamstress.
Well, all right. Well, before we get to your parents, do you remember anyone way, way back reading black newspapers?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Did you see the picture of Rosewood?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
All that stuff that happened down south of Cedar Keys?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know of any of those kinds of things that ever happened around Nassau County, Callahan? Lynching or burning of houses or any of that stuff? Or did you ever hear anybody talk about it?
I don't think that ever happened in Callahan. Yeah. Not
okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Convict leasing is something I often ask about. When a man gets himself arrested, then if a turpentine company or a lumber company needs some help, they go to the police and they rent the prisoner. They take the prisoner and they put him to work in the lumber camp or the turpentine camp, and the people who own those camps or the business pay the police. That's called convict leasing. Did you ever hear anything about
I didn't hear nothing about that.
Pardon me?
I never heard about that.
That was really tough on blacks.
Oh, it was.
Because it was worse than slavery, because the turpentine company, the lumber company, just worked those poor guys to death, and when they couldn't work anymore, some of them died.
Oh,
they
just
got some more. It's called convict leasing.
I've never heard it. No.
All right.
It probably happened. I never heard it.
Okay. Well, now let's get down to your parents. Where were your parents from?
Now, my daddy was from South Carolina.
Okay.
And now my mother's from right here in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did they get together?
Well, I think I'm going to tell you how this happened. My mother married, I got double first cousin.
Okay.
I got double first. My mother married my aunt's brother. My aunt married my mother's brother. And we double first cousin. They were living right over there.
Okay.
They were, see, my mother was Dennyfield.
Okay. All right.
His Dennyfield, my Uncle Emma's wife was a Rollins.
Okay.
And my Uncle Emma's wife's brother was my wife, my mother's, they were two sisters and brothers.
Okay.
And that's the way they got together. So I don't know how they did it long in that time. They were close friends. They married. They were dumb. So he was supposed to be here today. Earl Dennyfield was supposed to be here today to go through this too with me. Now, he's good on that.
Okay.
And we are double first cousins. Okay. They got together that way.
Okay. So, but you don't know how your dad got down here from South Carolina. He just showed up.
No, I don't know how he got down from South Carolina.
Yeah, okay. But then they got married, and how old were they when you were born? Do you know roughly how old your parents were?
When I was born, how old they were? Oh. I don't know.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
It's five of us.
Five of you? Where do you fit in that five?
I am I'm next to the oldest.
Okay.
I'm next to the oldest, because the oldest one has passed, and the next oldest one is my mama, and I'm next to him.
Okay.
See, I'm 67.
Okay.
I was 67 last Sunday.
Oh, bless you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Well, then if you're kind of the first, you're second child, maybe, is that right? Second?
No, I'm
third? I'm going to get the names in a little bit, but...
Okay, I must be about third or fourth child.
Well, you remember your parents pretty
child.
Well then?
I do, yeah.
Are they still alive?
No. Okay. My mother been passed quite some time. Daddy passed.
Okay. Well, tell me what your mother and dad did to earn a living. Let's talk your dad first.
Okay, Dad go around plying for people. He's had a mule.
Okay.
And he went out plying gardens.
Plowing. Okay. Yeah, okay.
He plowing. He had an old mule.
He had a plow and a mule.
He went around plying a mule. And that's most of what he did, working gardens. He was like a sharecropper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how about your mother?
My mother, she was a seamstress.
She take work into her house?
She took sewing into the house.
And they both did that most of the time?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, when you've seen Rosewood, and you know some of the real problems good black folks had back in those days, did your parents talk to you about race relations and what you should and shouldn't do? What kind of direction did they give you?
Oh yeah, they talked to us about that. They tried to keep us from getting in fight because they knew what was going to happen to us.
If you got in a fight, you'd probably get arrested.
Right.
The white guy wouldn't get arrested.
That's right. That's what it was. Yes, yes. They kept a close watch on us.
Uh-huh.
They did.
Were they afraid?
Oh, Yes, they were afraid. I can tell you some incident that happened I can remember way back.
If you could tell me, this is history. If you
okay,
tell
this
me some,
history. Yeah. Okay, years ago,
yeah.
Cows, the white people had a lot of cows.
Yeah.
And they had to roam all in the woods.
I remember.
All in the woods. Yeah. And we had fences around our crop.
Okay.
And Dad used to go out there and plow and have a good crop.
Yeah.
And they used to break in his fence all the time, and eat up his crop. And I can remember way back one year, and those people know exactly how many cows they had and when one was missing.
I see.
I remember this. Daddy killed one of the cows.
Okay.
And he had to go all around the neighborhood to get the children, the largest children in the family, to come help bury that cow.
Okay.
Because if we wouldn't have did that, if they'd have found that cow dead, they'd have killed Daddy.
Yeah.
So we had to bury that cow to keep somebody from knowing where the cow was, because the man did come around looking for the cow. Cause I remember
he never found it, though.
Never found it.
Yeah, okay.
No, because we buried him in the middle of the field.
You couldn't.
I know exactly where he buried that right now.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, well, so you were afraid of those kinds of things.
I was afraid of those things. Yeah. Oh, yes, I was.
Can any more of those kinds of stories you can share with me?
Okay. And during the time we were small too, now we didn't have no swimming pool.
Okay.
We used to go in a place called Gator. This place I tell you about, the bridge down there.
Yeah.
Back down here, the swamp.
Gator Swamp?
Gator Swamp. We'd go swimming down there.
Oh man.
We go in from this side, and the white children going from that side.
Okay.
And the war, we used to have a time fighting, trying to be the first one to get in there and fighting one another in there. I remember that.
Were you fighting for fun? Or
fighting, fighting. They didn't want us in there, and we didn't want them in there.
I see.
They didn't want us in the pool, and we didn't want them in the swimming hole.
Okay.
And during that time, and it was alligators in there too, and snakes.
Man.
But you know what? We never to get bit, or nothing happened to us.
Well, you were lucky.
We were lucky.
Yes, you were lucky.
But along that time, I'm going to tell you something. Them old people, you know, along that day, they prayed a lot. Lord, look after my child.
Blacks.
They did a lot of praying.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't worry about us. If we go out, they done prayed for us. If we go out there and come back, We used to go there at night, too, swimming.
Okay, man.
And swimming, because it was gators in there, too, but we didn't care about the gators. Yeah. We didn't know about the gators.
Yeah.
No.
You know, the church was a very important part of a black person's life.
No,
it still is.
Time. Still is, right.
Yeah, that, in fact, the church was something for a black person to hang on to back, because it was all he had or she
had,
right. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Those are, any other stories like that?
Well.
Did you ever get in trouble? I mean, as a kid, did you?
Oh, yes, I got in trouble.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things you
oh,
got.
Well, I got in trouble, because I remember one time I was out there, we used to rake fish out the ditch.
Okay.
And we were out there raking fish out there. I raked a little alligator out of there, a little small alligator.
Yeah.
And during that time, we used to wash in tub. My mother had three tubs she used to wash in, wrenching tub, and wrenching one tub, wash another tub, and do something in another tub.
Okay.
So I didn't want her to see the alligator. I want the alligator to get in the water. So I took the alligator and put him in my mother's tub while she was gone. And she come back and found the alligator in the tub. And it scared her. And she seen the alligator, and she put a beating on me about that. And made me go get him and put him back in the ditch. Put him back in the ditch.
You had fun when you were a kid.
I had fun when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's great.
And we used to go through gate. They used to call me the Junk Man.
Junk Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I like to go in swimming.
Okay.
But everybody go in swimming, I go through the pond, go way across over yonder where they dump trash and garbage and the junk.
Okay.
Toys. Okay. Most are going there for toys, because we didn't have no toys.
So
we made our toys. We didn't make our toys. We go over there and get them with somebody and throw them out.
Okay.
And I'd come on back and just scatter them all over the yard. My mother used to get mad about that.
She called you a junk man.
Junk man. She called me a junk man. I used to go get junk all the time.
Oh, my.
So we used to make toys. We used to go in the woods, you know, and we had, you know, a crosscut saw.
Yes. Yeah.
The way we make wheels, we cut out a tree.
Yeah. Okay.
And we make little wheels off the tree, and it probably make you four wheels, and we go nail them on something, and we mix our wagon out of them. That's how we made our toys.
Yeah.
Because I never did have too many toys when I was small. Not no bought toys. Yeah. Bicycles, I didn't know what a bicycle was.
Yeah. Never owned a bicycle?
Never owned a bicycle. I never owned a bicycle. Well, the bicycle I get, I go get from junkyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and put it together. I just put all that stuff together.
Uh-huh. Were you able to sell it, make any money with some of that stuff?
Nope, I didn't sell it. But what I did later on, I started fixing bicycles for children. And they'd give me a little money for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That's good. That's okay. How were your mother and dad educated?
Mom, they went to school right here in Callahan. I don't know about dad. Dad probably went to South Carolina, but I know mama went to Mentia because I remember it was the same school. That school up there, that's the picture of it up there.
I'm going to look at it in a minute.
That's
okay.
The picture of it up there. Okay. And I think she went to that same school there, but it was another one too, down there about a road there. Yeah.
Were your mother and dad quite young when they were married? Do you know?
Yeah, they were young.
They were young?
Yeah, they were young.
So you really spent a lot of time with your mother and dad. You had
yes,
a real family.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I did.
Was anyone in your father or your mother's families in the military? World War II or even World War I? Or?
No, I don't think my dad was in World War I. No,
okay.
He wasn't in it.
Okay. Just talk to me about memories you have of your mother and dad.
My mother and dad. Okay. Like I say, they were sharecroppers. He was sharecroppers.
Yeah, okay.
I can remember him when he going out to plow.
Yeah.
We used to get on the back of the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And ride on the back of the wagon. We'd follow him everywhere he'd go plowing. Yeah. We used to go through a place called a slough, going through a swamp.
Okay.
We'd like to sit on the back end of the wagon, let our feet hang down and go through the water as we go through the water.
Okay.
And we get over, and we used to go over to Brandy. We used to plow over there, and I don't know why, they had a piano. And ever since they had that piano, I play piano.
You do
play. And that's where I started playing piano too. I used to go in and bang on the piano, see, a lot.
While your dad was
plowing. While my dad was plowing.
Okay.
Yeah, they would look for me, and I'd be in there playing the piano.
Did he plow for black people and white people?
Mostly, yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But mostly white, maybe?
Mostly white.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mostly white.
They pay him pretty good?
Yeah, pay him plus to give him food. Yeah,
yeah okay.
He get part of the crop.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
He got part of the crop.
Did they ever get cash? He might have got a little cash out of it, yeah.
But not much.
No.
Your mother really got the cash.
Yeah, she got the cash
seamstress.
Yeah.
And she would sew for white families?
Yes, she did.
She made all your clothes,
All my clothes, right.
Yeah, okay.
She did.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, where did you as a family go to church?
I don't have a picture, but I got a picture. I'm going to get that for you, too. I got a picture of the church back in 19... back in the 40s. I'm the only one got this picture.
Okay.
And I took it to our class reunion. And I let them see it.
High school class reunion.
Yeah, we had a school. We had a class reunion.
Okay.
And I took it, let them see it. But it's back over here. The church is back over here.
Okay.
Mount Pleasant Baptist Church.
But
my daddy went to, he was a Methodist.
Oh, so you didn't go to the same church?
No.
Did mom fuss about that?
No. See what happened? We go with my dad to church. We used to go through a swamp.
Okay.
Duck crossing.
Duck crossing. Yeah.
And he was a good. My daddy was a good steward. He was a steward in the church.
Okay.
And it was about 4 or 5 of us was to follow him, and he used to walk fast.
Yeah.
And we used to walk fast, and we used to go till we get to the swamp, and had a log going across that. We had to walk across the log.
Yeah.
And what he'll do, he'll stand, he'll wait till we get that log. He'll wait till all of us get across that log, make sure we get across that water.
Okay.
Then he'll go catch us.
Okay.
And he'll get ahead of us again.
Yeah.
And he'll start running fast, trying to get that church. He was in a hurry to get that church. A matter of fact, when he died, he fell before he got that log, coming back from church. And he had a stroke, and the preacher came out and put him in the car and brought him home. And he died that night, Sunday night, yeah.
Was he an old man when he died?
Nah, that's in the 40s, I believe.
Too young to die.
Yeah, too young to die. Yeah. Back in that time, though, people had done worked so hard.
Yeah.
To,
worn out.
Worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Seems to me like your dad loved you kids.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
You had fun with him.
He went
with him everywhere.
He did. Sunday school. I was raised up in Sunday school over there, too. Yeah. I'm superintendent of Sunday school now.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, talk a little bit about your mom.
Mom, she was,
she didn't go to church with you guys.
No, but she went to Baptist church because she was a musician, too.
I see.
Because I think Mama played every now and then over there for the church. Because she's playing when she died. She's still playing. She's a Baptist.
Okay.
And after Daddy died, she was afraid for us to go across there by ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
So she took us all over to
the Baptist
Pleasant, Baptist church.
Baptist church, okay.
That's why we had to go to Baptist church.
Okay. But while your mother and dad were alive, you went to separate churches.
Went to separate churches.
Did they ever talk about that? Did one want the other to go?
No, they never did.
Never did?
No, never did.
Okay.
Never did.
Okay. All right. Uh-uh. In your family, did you ever talk about the Civil War, slavery, just your mother and father and your brothers and sisters now? Did you ever talk about what happened?
In the Civil War?
Yeah.
Not too much.
Not too much?
No.
Okay.
No. Only one I know about talk about the Civil War today. I know who talked about the Civil War today was my oldest brother.
Okay.
He died. Now Floyd. His name is Floyd. Now he knew about all that. He used to go to a Lusty.
Okay.
It's something they have a Lusty every year.
They call it a reenactment.
All right, well he never did miss.
I see.
He goes there.
Okay.
He went there, get his family there. And I ain't went there yet, but I wanna go.
Oh, you should go. It's in. It's just passed in February.
It is passed. Yeah, because I went to Lake City the other day, and then I saw it.
Just middle of February.
Yeah.
So you can go maybe next year.
Yeah, next year I want to go.
Well, he was your oldest brother.
He talked
to you kids about.
Yeah,
the
Civil War. He talked about it.
Uh huh. Can you remember things he used to tell you about the Civil War?
Not too closely, no.
Did he talk to you about black soldiers fighting in the Civil War?
No, he didn't.
That was something the blacks were very proud of, you know.
Yeah. No, he didn't mention too much about it.
Okay.
No.
Right. Did your folks vote?
Vote long at that? No.
Yeah.
No.
There were things that they did to prevent blacks from voting, literacy tests and so forth.
Yeah, right.
Were those things the things that kept your folks from voting, or why didn't they vote?
I guess it's because they couldn't read. I don't know if they could read enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I talked to a wonderful lady the other day who told me that her oldest sister taught her mother and father how to read.
Oh, yeah?
And isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful.
An older sister taught their mother and father how to read. But you're pretty sure that your mother and dad couldn't read.
Well, Mama read.
Did she?
Daddy read a little bit. Not. Mama read good.
Okay.
But I don't think Daddy could do too good on it. Yeah.
You normally could tell people if they could read, they read the Bible, and they'd read, Bible to you, and they did that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When you were sick, how were you taken care of as a kid?
Sick, I was taken care of. I was taken care of good. I like to die. I never forget that.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
It's the mark is still on me now. I had a rising on me one time, and they like to give me up. But I had an uncle over here, his name was Tom Dennefield.
Okay.
He kept coming back and forth to see me because Daddy was dead.
I see.
And went about him with Mama, and he stuck by Mama, coming back to check on me.
Okay.
So then he found a doctor for Mama to take me to. And
a white doctor?
Yeah, white doctor.
Okay.
Like I never forget, Dr. Manhoff. The name was Dr. Manhoff.
Now, where was he?
He's in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they took me to Jacksonville. And that's where they relieved my pain. I had a rising here. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
He laid me on a table. And seemed like he was finna stab me. Coming down on with a knife. Was put the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Take that pus out you.
Well, it's full of pus.
Pus, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And when he hit it, that stuff shot in his face.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a doctor cussing.
You had an infection there.
I had infection.
Yeah.
That doctor was cussing. I'll never forget it. That doctor was, he was cussing. And he said, I'm going to get him out of here. I'm he's all right.
Yeah, okay. Well, once they let that poison out, it probably healed pretty well.
It did.
Now,
it
around the house, was Mom the doctor, really?
Yes, she was.
What kind of stuff did she give you?
We didn't use nothing but catnip tea.
Catnip tea, okay.
And pine top tea.
Pine top tea.
And tea out the woods.
Okay, what pine top is? Branches off a tree?
Branches off a tree and you heat it up.
Okay.
And make tea out of it and drink it.
Okay.
And that was good.
That
time it was good.
Okay.
It was.
All right.
It healed you too.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of 606?
No.
There's a fellow talked to me about 606.
606.
Three sixes. Yeah, okay.
That's good too.
What is that?
That's something for cold.
Okay.
It's bitter.
What's it made out of?
I don't know what it's made out of.
Okay.
And castor. Oh, good gracious. Castor was the medicine.
Did your mom put mustard plastered on your chest when you had coughs and
No. Cold? Yes, no. Yes, they did. They put something up there. I'm trying to think what it is. It's something they did put on your chest. It's a warm pad they used to put on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would help. Huh?
And they had some kind of plaster to put on that pad and put it on you.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. Uh-huh. Were you and the family ever able to go anywhere? You know, like today we call it a vacation. Did you
go anywhere?
Ever go anywhere and visit family members 40, 50 miles away or anything like that?
Not too often, no. The only person went anywhere was Mama. And she'd go back and forth to Lottie and Fernandina. She'd go to Fernandina on Peggy.
Okay.
Used to have a train called Peggy.
Peggy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just catch Peggy.
Okay.
And go to
Yulee.
And it goes to Fernandina. That's where they used to go pay the taxes.
Okay.
And it's go to catch the train to Fernandina and train back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mama really was the only one.
Yeah, she's the one that did all the business.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. But you never, as a family, never were able to go to Jacksonville or anything like that?
No.
You didn't have any way to get around, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you have a horse or a...
No, didn't have no horse. We had a mule.
Just a mule, okay.
And a mule, and that mule what we had, the lot was right over there, and the mule used to fall down. Now, I'll tell you about the mule. The mule used to fall down. Daddy worked him so hard, he'd fall down. And Daddy go around all in the community to get somebody to come here pick him up. And they picked him up on his feet, and Daddy put the plows on him again and plowed him again.
Oh, boy.
That sure did.
Yeah.
That's right.
How many mules did you wear out?
I think Daddy had about three.
Three?
Three.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I remember them. I'm big enough to remember the mules.
You had to have... What do you remember about the mules other than picking them up?
Well, those mules, well, they used to do all the plowing around here.
Yeah.
All our farming was done with the mules.
Yeah, okay.
And we used to go out there and feed the mules.
Okay, what did you feed them?
What we fed them?
Yeah.
Corn, yeah, we had corn and the stuff we raised on the...
Whatever.
That's all we had.
Whatever you ate, they ate.
That's right. They sure did.
When you were a youngster and living with your parents, we're coming back to this racial violence stuff, you know, you talked about fighting over the swimming hole, but were there other things that happened that bothered you? Were you in a segregated school or an integrated, segregated school?
I was in a segregated school. If I could tell you, I could tell you about that now. You want to hear about the school?
Sure,
now?
Yeah.
Okay, the school. I went to that school right, Chandler. That school went to ninth grade.
Okay.
First ninth grade. And, well, as much as but to first ninth, and we get finished ninth grade, that's far as we can go.
Okay.
All right, now, one while, Fernandina said the school board said they're going to take us from Callahan, going to travel us to Fernandina to school.
Okay.
But for some reason, they didn't do it.
Well, I heard that there was a bus in Yulee that took the black kids to Fernandina, but they had to ride home on the log trucks.
They probably did.
You never heard of that, huh?
I never heard, but they probably did.
They had to hitch a ride on a log truck.
Uh-huh.
Black drivers and white drivers would bring them back home.
Uh-huh.
But it was because of that, they weren't sure when they'd ever get home, that a lot of them never finished school over there.
Well, that's the way it was with me, but I finished school.
You finished school?
Oh, yes, I finished school. I finished in the ninth grade. We caught the Greyhound bus from Callahan to Jacksonville every day for 3 years.
And you went to school in Jacksonville?
I went to school in Jacksonville.
After the ninth grade
After
here?
The ninth grade here.
Okay.
We
then
called the Greyhound, but we've been busing a long time.
Okay.
Catching the Greyhound bus.
Yeah, okay.
And I tell you about the bus, we paid, I think it was $4.20 or $5.20 for a book of tickets that lasts 2 weeks.
Oh,
uh-huh. And we catch that bus from Callahan to go to Jacksonville every day. And I did it from 48 to 50.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Now, that money must have come from your mom sewing.
That sewing, we made the money ourselves, me
did
and my brother.
How'd you make the money?
Okay. We'd get home in the evening time, and we'd go across over there, across Cushion Creek there to a man over there named Cushion.
And we'd like the cushion I'm sitting on?
No, his name was Cushion.
Okay.
And we work on his farm.
Okay.
The barn is still there.
Okay.
Me and my brother went by and saw the barn. And we used to go up in the attic there and shuck corn.
Okay.
Shuck the corn off, shuck, and we put it in a barrel.
Okay.
And cut the yard. We do first one thing or another. We did that. Because okay. The lady used to give us, that lady used to have some of the good, best biscuits. Butter biscuit, Miss Cushion.
Shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And me and Frank, my brother named Frank.
Okay.
And that was our job. And we'd make it 50 cents an hour.
Well, that was pretty good
money.
That's
pretty good money.
Yes, it was.
It was. That's pretty good money. And we make that money and buy our tickets to go back
to school. I think that's wonderful.
Right.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there were a lot of your friends around here that didn't go because they didn't earn the money or they didn't know how to, or they didn't care.
They didn't care. And
and
a lot of them finished ninth grade and they figured out blow.
That was it, and they went to work.
They went to work, right.
What kind of jobs could a young person earn around here after the ninth grade? What could they do?
I know one fella, he got out, he was old enough to go, I think he worked on the railroad.
Okay.
He did work on a railroad. He worked on a railroad.
So there was really something to do.
Something to do, sawmill.
If they wanted to work, they could work.
That's right, they could work,
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go far away from home to work, or was it always around in the neighborhood chucking corn? And
always, well, mostly. It was right around the neighborhood. I didn't do too much working off.
Okay. Did you read when you were a youngster?
Yes, I read a little bit, not too much.
You don't remember kinds of things you read?
Not too often.
Did you ever see a black newspaper when you were a child or young?
Yeah, I got some of them now. I got some newspaper back from 1937. I think
35. Where were they published? Jacksonville?
Time Union.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Time Union, because I got one there now. I should have had it down there for you.
That's a white paper.
That's white paper, but they got certain sections for black.
Okay, I got
it's
you.
It's a news and about colored people written on it.
Okay.
I got all that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I got all that.
Let me see. You told me how big your family was, and is this the house you grew up in?
No, this is not the house. This is the same
property.
Property. After I got out of service, I come and built this house.
Okay. Can you tell me what did you eat in your when you had your meals? What kind of food did you have?
Meals, okay. Now, along that time, we didn't worry about nothing all that special. We had our own meat.
Your animals?
Animals.
What kind of animals did you have?
We had hogs.
Hogs, okay.
Yeah, and we didn't have too much of a cow, but we mostly had hog chickens.
Chickens, okay.
We had chickens.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you got your eggs.
And we got our eggs.
You got your vegetables in the garden.
Right. Okay.
Did your mother make bread or biscuits?
She made bread and biscuits.
Okay.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah, she made that.
Where'd the flour come from?
We bought the flour.
Bought the flour.
But no, yes, we bought the flour. But one time we had ourselves grind. We kid it to stop.
Okay.
Had our corn ground.
Okay.
We bought it back. Had our corn ground. Made the grits too.
Okay.
Yeah, made grits too.
Okay.
Sure did. Had yellow grits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of friends when you were a kid?
Oh, yes.
Talk to me about your friends.
Most of us cousins.
Okay.
Okay, back in that time, we were bad.
Tell me how you were
bad. We were bad. Okay. We used to go set the woods on fire. But set the woods on fire at night.
Okay.
And we used to run around the fire, through the fire at night. And we'd climb in the top of the trees and ride the trees down. The little small trees, we'd ride them down.
Did your parents know you were doing this?
But I don't think they know we're doing that. I don't think they know
we're doing that. Did the tree ever break on you?
Oh, it break. When it break, we go get on another.
I see.
Yeah.
And we
played ball. We had our own ball field right in our yard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did white kids play with you?
No,
just
we didn't have no white
kids.
But most of the white kids, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's come back to the fire. When you set the woods on fire, didn't it get close to some houses once in a while?
It probably did.
You were long gone.
We long gone. It probably did. It probably did.
Did you long just gone. Use matches?
We used matches.
Yeah, you didn't have kerosene or anything like
Nobody
that.
Nobody knew kerosene. We used matches to get a bush. Okay. Had a bush and put bush in going.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Weren't you afraid that it might get out of control? Or
we didn't think about it.
You didn't, that's something kids don't think about.
No, we didn't think about it. We sure did.
What other kinds of things did you guys do?
Girls
with you too? Girls? And
no, the girls had certain other places they played. They played ball with us, baseball.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they played baseball. Okay. Yeah.
What other kinds of things did you do to be bad?
Let's see what else we did. Okay, something else we did too. Yeah, well, I done grown up a little bit long that time. You know, used to be watermelon trucks just come through Callahan.
Yeah, okay.
They just stopped the railroad down there.
Okay.
They stopped the railroad.
Yeah.
As soon as they stopped, we'd get on the tail of that truck, start getting watermelons off that truck and throwing them down to our buddy to get into their bus, but they'd get them and put them on the side.
Yeah,
and that's where we got the watermelon. We'd take people watermelon.
Did you ever get caught?
Never got caught. Never did get caught.
I guess they had so many there
they couldn't see back then. they didn't know what we were going to do. We'd be sitting on the side of the bell thing up there, just sitting down there.
Yeah.
And they didn't know, they thought we were just sitting there.
Yeah.
But as soon as they get by, that's when we take off and we go there and start grabbing the watermelon off the truck.
Did you ever, I was the same kind of kid as you were.
Yeah.
I didn't get involved with watermelons, but did you ever get caught doing some of these things?
We never did get caught. Only time, we never get caught on this incident. But I'll tell you another incident we got caught on. My brother and another boy, we used to have movies in that same school there.
Okay.
Yeah. You probably heard of this man. He's from Fernandina, Hooper.
Yes.
Hooper used to, I think he did now.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, he used to come show us movies.
Okay.
And we didn't have no money. We used to cry him in the window. And
he didn't know you were doing this?
No, they didn't know we were doing it.
Yeah.
So my brother and another boy got caught one time and they put them in jail.
Oh boy.
They put him in jail.
How long did he stay in jail and who got him out?
My mother got him out, $15. $15 long that time,
okay.
$15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it was no fun being, were you ever in jail?
Never.
Never? Okay.
Never. I was in jail one time.
What did you do?
Well, this was during the time I had grown up then. I was a grown man. Then me and another boy called ourselves going out to cut wood,
okay.
And he was driving. He ran into a city bus.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't have driving license. Yep. I had driving license. I told the man I was driving.
Yeah.
And they carried me down. They called me with $15.
Oh.
Yeah.
$15 is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. It was.
A lot of money.
It was.
Oh.
That's the only time I've been there.
Did you have money left over after you bought your school bus tickets or the Greyhound bus tickets?
We had a little money left over. We just had enough money to buy. During that time we go to school, you take 50 cents.
Okay.
We'll take care of our meal.
Okay.
We'd buy donuts.
At school.
The school, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And one thing about the bus people were good to us. They arranged it to our schedule at school.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we got caught the bus going to school,
yeah,
we got that time of school, and they finally arranged it. When we got out of school,
they were there.
They were there. We go there, and we didn't have to go all the way to the bus station to catch the bus.
Okay.
We go on State Street.
Okay.
And we just stand there, and they'd pick us up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that an all black school you went to?
That's all black school. Stanton High School. That's all black school. Stanton High School.
Okay.
Yeah, on that Broad and Ashley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know right where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have pets when you were kids?
Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Lots of them?
Lots of them, yeah. Lots of them. I remember dogs used to get sick and have the fit, and our house was so raggedy, sometimes you see cracks under the house.
Yeah.
And them dogs would try to come up through the crack, but they couldn't come. We could just see them down there having fits. They used to have fits some of the time.
Real fits. I mean, real fits.
They were sick. They were biting their tail and everything like that.
Oh boy. Well, they were outside dogs.
They were outside dogs.
They didn't live in the house.
Yeah, no, okay. We didn't have no dogs in the house.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Did you have nicknames, you and your brothers?
I never have a nickname. All they called me was a junk man.
Junk? I like that.
Junk man.
I like that.
And Frank didn't have a nickname either.
As a kid, did you get over to Fernandina at all? How old were you before you started going to
Fernandina? Yes, we went to Fernandina. But during time we went to Fernandina was when we go into church, Sunday school kids to the beach, American Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we used to go, we had a certain way we go. We couldn't go through the white beach. They would let us go that way.
Okay.
We used to go the same way you go now.
Down that parkway and then...
Yeah, parkway, right through
Lewis,
that way.
Lewis
yeah.
Street?
Right yeah. through that. Yeah, okay. we used to go that way. We had a certain way we used to go.
Yeah. I was talking to a lady the other day, a black lady, when I was doing this, and she told me that she used to come up from Jacksonville. They'd come up 17 through Yulee,
yeah,
and then down from Fernandina to American Beach. But she told me that she and her family were frightened coming through the Yulee area. They didn't want to run out of gas. They didn't want to have to go to the bathroom. They just wanted to go right up 17 and across through Yulee. And
that must be long years ago, right?
Yeah.
But Yulee used to be a bad place years ago.
Can you tell me about that? I mean, what
I just heard people talk about it now.
Well, what did they say? What were they afraid of?
They used to catch them down there and beat them and kill them. Kill them in Skull Pond down there. There's a place called Skull Pond. You know where Skull Pond at?
No. Say that slowly.
It's Skull Pond. They used to catch them and beat them, kill them.
Now, who would do that? Just
the white people used to catch them going through there. They didn't want to come through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was real.
That's real.
Yeah.
Just as you cross that railroad track.
Yeah, right there where the crossroads, 17 and...
17 going, when you're going back to Fernandina.
Yeah.
Before you get the red light.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a railroad track.
Oh, yes, yes.
The gas station over there, the house giving gas. Okay, that's Skull Pond over there.
How do you spell that?
S-C-U-L-L, I think. Skull Pond.
Skull Pond?
Pond.
Okay.
I noticed they got a road going down through there. A new road to build down through there.
So that's the area.
That's the area right where the bank at, back in there. That's a bad place back in there.
Was that, was the Klan over there?
Yes, it was.
The Klan was
yes,
there too?
Yes, it was.
I've heard the Klan was down 17 too.
Yeah.
That's Jacksonville.
We had them here too.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me?
They had a meeting right across the road over there. A hard road.
When they had a meeting, what did they do?
We didn't go near it. We stayed out the way.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about things they did that, when they had their meetings? Or what did they do?
Oh, well, we heard what they're doing, and we didn't get around too many of them too much.
Did they ever bother your family?
No.
Yeah.
No, they never
you
bothered
know,
my family.
Families, good black people that they did bother, and if they did, why?
Did I know in the families that they bothered? Not offhand, now, but I know it's probably, I know they did though.
Well, you saw Rosewood, you saw the hangings and lynchings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Any of that ever happen around here?
I think that happened around here too.
But you don't?
I don't recall it.
Okay.
It doesn't happen.
Let's go back to Yulee again for a moment. If a black person was walking through there, that he'd probably get grabbed. And
yes, sir.
So when you went through there, you went on a bus or the train?
On a bus, train, or either you'd be riding and you keep on through.
You kept going.
Kept going.
Yeah, okay.
You kept going.
Any of your friends ever get hurt or through there? Did you ever, anybody you knew get caught up in that over there?
No. No. Only one to talk. The only one used to tell me about that was Major Morgan. He did now.
Major Morgan.
Yeah, he's the one I used to work with.
Yeah.
He did O'Neill.
Okay. Okay.
That O'Neill.
Yeah. One of the things that that I think is important to talk about for a minute is slavery, lynching, hanging, Ku Klux Klan bothered blacks a lot.
Oh, it did.
And they don't want to talk much about it.
Mm-mm.
Is Is there a reason? I mean, they just don't want to remember it, or are they afraid to talk about it?
I think they want to get that out of their past now, most of them. They don't even want to...
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't want to pay. You take that Rosewood story the other night. A lot of them don't even want to look at that. No, they don't want to see that.
Yeah.
No.
I had a lady tell me she couldn't go to a theater and see it. She'd have to see it at home. She couldn't stand seeing it out in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they don't want to see that. That's
so... There were problems in Yulee. Do you think there were problems like that in Fernandina?
Fernandina was the same way.
Same way?
Yeah, the same way.
Okay.
Yeah, Fernandina the same
way. So it was everywhere. Callahan.
Callahan too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
Callahan.
So if a black person was where he shouldn't be, he could get in real trouble.
Right? In real trouble.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of cooled down now. I don't think it's that way.
No, this is past.
It's past.
This is past.
It's past.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's past.
Okay.
Now. Oh, that's
past. Can you talk with me a little bit about the community, Callahan? What was here? Did you have a train station here?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, train station. Yeah, the train station downtown.
Where did the line come from or go to?
I'll tell you where the train station at now.
Okay.
It's the library.
Library.
Yeah, we moved the train station. We made a library out of it.
Okay.
It's down in Callahan now. That used to be the train station.
Okay.
We used to catch the train to go to Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have to go through Yulee over and then down?
No, we go right straight to Jacksonville.
Straight to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville from here.
Where did the train come from?
It come through here, coming from Georgia.
Okay.
And it's a local train that stopped through here and pick us up. And you had to catch that train for two times, though. They only had one train. And you go to Jacksonville that morning, you couldn't catch no more till that night coming back.
Oh, but you could get back that
you
night.
You get back that night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did have two, it had stopped here for two times.
Okay.
That morning,
okay.
And you go to Jacksonville and come back, bring it back that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Jacksonville as a kid, an older
on
child?
On the train?
Yeah.
Yes, I went.
What'd you do in Jacksonville?
All I did was go, and only one place I know place to go, that was on Ashley Street, go to the movie.
Okay.
We went to the movie. We'd go there and go to the movie.
Okay.
And after we get to the movie, walk around Jacksonville a little bit on the same street.
Okay.
We didn't get lost because somewhere.
Or get in trouble.
Get in trouble, right.
Yeah, okay.
So then we go on back to the train station, stay there, stay to the train run.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. The trains were segregated too, I guess.
They were segregated.
Yeah, okay. Your own car? Or?
Yeah, they were segregated. But now, we had our own car. Yeah, we had our own car to get in. That's right. Still did.
Lovett, did you ever have a problem needing to go to the bathroom and no colored restrooms around, or did you ever sneak in a white restroom, or talk to me about that kind of stuff?
Oh, well, I remember all that too. Yeah, white only sign.
Yeah.
During the time, it's a little bit better now. During the time, that time, we had bathroom that we could, go in, but we couldn't go in but one.
Yeah, did you ever have to go so bad you had to
go in another,
you wouldn't go.
No, I wouldn't go behind
the tree or something.
I'd go behind the tree,
What did you think might happen to you if you did?
Well, if that would happen, you might have got lynched, I guess. You might have got beaten.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, during that time, beating. What happened, one person when they beat you, they team up on you.
Okay.
Yeah, they team up on you.
So that's cowardice stuff.
Yeah, that way, well, they team up on you. Wasn't no one person going to jump on you. A bunch of them team up on you.
Yeah, I see.
Okay. Yeah.
So you didn't have a chance.
No, you don't have no chance.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Were babies born at home?
Yeah.
Were all you born in
Oh, yes. We had midwives.
Midwives, okay.
Yeah, we had a midwife around here. Most of the big children were born here.
Okay.
And years ago, people died too, and they embalmed them
right
in the house.
Did they?
Yeah, and they'd get the blood back out and pour it in on the field.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember just a little bit about that.
Yeah. Tell me any more you can tell me about that.
Well, I remember way years ago when somebody died in this house. I forgot who it was. No. Perk was telling me. My brother was telling me about it. Aunt Jenny, she died in this house. And he remembered when she died, and they embalmed her right in this house and took the blood I believe he said he carried the bullet out there in the park and buried it. Yeah, they gave the bullet.
Did the mortician bring the embalming fluid, or did you use something?
I don't think they had no embalming fluid.
What did they? They just took the blood out.
They took the blood
out. They put anything back in.
Didn't put anything back in.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they had no embalming fluid on that time.
Okay. What do you know about the white community here when you were growing up? Were there, was it half white, half black, or mostly black and a little white, or a lot?
You had different sections.
Different sections,
yeah.
Okay.
They used to call this over here Colored Town.
Colored Town?
Yeah.
Okay.
And back over across town, they used to call that Quarters.
Quarters.
Uh-huh. Okay. And way across town over here, they used to call that Trussell, over the Trussell, going over the Trussell.
A Trussell, okay.
And back out here, we used to call that going in Reedy.
Going in Reedy?
Reedy.
R-E-D-E-Y.
R-E-E-D-Y. Reedy.
Okay.
They're different names for certain sections for black people.
Those are all that you mentioned were all black sections?
All black sections,
okay.
Yeah.
What'd uh-huh. you call the white section?
They didn't have no, I don't think they had a name for it. They mostly lived out in town. And where else to live? Yeah, mostly lived out in town.
Okay.
And used to place down here where they used to go swimming at, down here in Gray Gable. They used to have a swimming pool for
that
white, right side of the road.
Just for
white,
could,
yeah.
Did you ever go down there and watch?
No,
go near it.
No, we didn't go near it.
Yeah,
no, we didn't go near it.
Okay.
No.
Did you have white friends?
Oh, yes, we had some.
Good friends, I mean, buddies.
Good friends, good buddies. Yeah.
The white?
Let's see, yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I had some good buddies.
What did they think about the fact that you couldn't go certain places? And
They wouldn't talk too much
about
it.
You.
No.
You played ball and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but they wouldn't talk because a lot of them was kind of afraid, too, to be with us sometimes.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Did anything ever happen when they were with you?
No.
Did parents cause problems or the police? Or?
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Tell me about it.
Because, even like the place I tell you about, swimming at.
Yeah.
We had a few. You just swim right along with us down there.
Yeah.
And
they were buddies.
They were buddies.
Yeah, okay.
But eventually they quit because the mother fellows was pressuring them. Yeah,
yeah.
They quit.
Yeah,
they sure did because one is the he's the councilman now. He's on the board downtown there now. Sykes.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and him were good buddies.
Sykes?
Sykes, yeah, we're good buddies.
S-Y-K-E-S?
S-I-K-E-S.
S-I-K-E-S?
Yeah, Sykes.
You still see him then?
I still see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talk about it now.
Yeah.
And another one worked, that's another one that used to work down there. Me and him got in a fight one time down there, but he talks about that too. He worked for the county, but he retired from the county.
Okay.
He sell worms down there to you, before he get to the Boggy Creek down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So worms.
So yeah, he sell bait worms.
Did most of the stores run by whites? Or were there some?
They were my whites, but blacks mostly run the store. I can tell you a place right now, the blacks the first one started it off, but the whites got it now. Ace Hardware down here, Brandy's here.
Okay.
That used to be run by blacks.
Old man
Carter. Ulysses Carter.
Yeah. Okay.
Ulysses Carter, granddaddy, great granddaddy. Granddaddy used to run that. All that used to belong to him.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When you went to a white store, did they give you credit? Or did you have to pay money?
We paid money, but one time they gave us credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A store you went to a lot,
they gave us credit, yeah.
Until your dad was able to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, they give us credit.
Get some money from sewing.
Yeah, okay. They give us credit.
Mm-hmm. You owned your own property then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was on this side of town, over here in the Colored Town, I'm telling you now, mm-hmm. and over here in across over here, they own this. They own it. Now this is most of the people on this side of town own their own property.
Okay.
Over here.
Did this come back down through the family through the?
I got some cousin. Yeah, I got a cousin. He got a bunch of land over. He bought it 50 cents an acre. And he bought a bunch of it, but mostly he got his swamp land. But he named Kirby Wordlaw.
Kirby
Wordlaw.
Okay.
He been dead years ago, but he bought a lot of land, 50 cents an acre, and he got a bunch of land.
How do you spell his last name?
W-A-R-L-A-W, Wordlaw.
Okay.
Wordlaw, something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, Yeah, all this section on this town, these people, black people here, own their property.
Okay.
In the quarters they were renting from Albert Corner.
The quarters, okay.
Yeah, and over the trust, they own the property over there.
Okay.
Yeah, and back out in Reed, they own the property over there. Mostly on this side of town,
okay.
they own their own property.
Most blacks still own their
own property.
Property.
That's right, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it passed down through the years?
Passed down through the years, because
yeah,
that's how I got this in, passed down through the years.
Okay,
uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, another, that property, what you see over there?
Yeah.
What the school got over there now?
Yeah.
That was black. They swapped lands over there.
Okay.
The school board bought it.
I see.
And just get him some land on this side back over here.
Okay.
Yeah, they want the land to be together.
Yeah.
My Dennerfield used to own that over there.
Okay. Well, it sounds like that was a fair deal.
Yeah, fair deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they didn't want to bar it, close them in.
Okay.
Yeah, with the school.
Now let's talk about you. When were you married?
I got married in 1951, I think it was. 51.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you just a couple of those questions when we're finished. Where'd your wife come from?
She's from Callahan.
Callahan,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know her as a little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you kind of grew up, sweetheart?
Yeah, she went to school out there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. What was your first job after you got out of school? Was that a high school you went to in Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, that's high school.
Okay,
high school.
What was your first job after that?
First job. After I got out of high school?
Yeah.
I worked sawmill.
Sawmill?
Yeah, Callahan Timber Company for a while, not long.
What was the name of Timber?
Callahan Timber Company.
Okay, right here in town.
In town, yeah.
Okay.
Then I worked I did most of the construction work.
Okay.
Building roads. I helped build a road from Lim Turner Road, from Lim Turner to Duval County Line.
Man, and you had to travel to work then.
Yeah, well, no, right, they were stationed right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we built a highway from Callahan to Nat to the Duval County Line.
Oh, they truck you. The company would truck
That's
you
right,
to the
yeah.
job.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, right.
So,
uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you graduated from that school in Jacksonville.
Right.
It was a high school?
High school, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
uh-huh.
Okay. How many children do you have?
Five children.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are they all born at home, or are they born?
No. Five of them. All of them born in Fernandina.
Okay.
In the hospital.
At Humphrey Hospital.
Humphrey Hospital, right.
Okay.
That's right.
Did you plan your family, or did the kids just come?
Well, they just come. I didn't plan it.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I didn't
okay.
plan it. No.
Okay. Let's see. Did anybody in the family have an interest in music? You play the piano.
Yeah, I play the piano. I got three keyboards up there.
Okay.
Two of them right there.
Your kids play the piano?
They bang on it.
Okay.
Yeah, they bang
on
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was both your mother and your father played the piano.
Just my mother.
Just your mother.
Mother, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
that's what she taught you how to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got just a few more questions here,
mm-hmm.
Lovett.
Okay.
One of the most revered things as far as blacks are concerned is the Emancipation Proclamation.
Proclamation.
That's when Lincoln freed the slaves on January 1st.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of stories about how the blacks celebrate that on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
Did you folks celebrate the Emancipation Proclamation around here? And if so, how did you do it?
At the New Year's?
Yeah. Richmond. Program the Watchman.
Watch that.
Watch
that's
night?
Where I be every.
Pardon me.
That's where I be every New Year.
Okay, you call it to describe the program.
We've been Watch Night meeting.
Okay.
Okay, here in Callahan, we got three churches. You got Mount Second Baptist, First Baptist, and you got Bethel.
Okay.
We go from church to church.
Okay.
Now, this year we go to Mount Pleasant, I think, for Watch Night service.
Okay.
We just have regular service.
Can you describe what happens? So the watchman stands up and tells the time, I think.
Yeah, the time. Well, we used to do that, but they don't do that
anymore. Don't
that
do that anymore.
No, they say watchman wait an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I asked Reverend Brown about it. We don't do that no more. And they tell him what time it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't do that no more.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
The kids miss that.
The
they
kids
never
miss
get
that.
To learn that.
They never learn that. And I'm about to question that. I wonder why they don't do that no more.
Well, that's interesting. Well,
yeah.
I guess Well, so you just have a special church service, but you don't have the watchman part.
No, we don't have to. No, no.
Okay.
No, when the New Year's we coming in, everybody be praying.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody be on the knees praying.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they say things about President Lincoln? Do they recognize?
No.
No, they don't do that either.
No, they don't do that either.
Okay.
No.
All right. Can you tell me about chain gangs or work gangs through the time in your life? Any time you saw chain gangs or work gangs, or what do you know about them?
They don't do that no more, do they?
Don't do that. Well,
no, they used to have a work gang years ago. They dug a ditch all the way across that school ground.
Okay. They were prisoners?
They're prisoners.
Yeah, okay.
But I ain't seen that no more.
No, they're mostly always black. Pretty much?
Yeah, it was black.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, they wasn't. It was mixed.
They're mixed?
They were mixed up. They're black and white.
Okay.
Yeah, they were.
And they worked together?
They worked together.
Yeah, okay.
So they were some heat.
Okay.
And during the time they had that prison thing, then heat.
Oh, they come down from Hilliard.
Hilliard. So there's heat got one there.
So they'd move them around the county.
They move around, right. They move around the county, digging ditches. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know John L. Prelew in Fernandina? He used to be the head of the NAACP?
Yeah.
John L. and I go to church together. He and I are good buddies.
Prelew, up on the hill?
Pardon me?
On that hill in Fernandina?
Yeah.
Catholic.
The St. Peter's, the one with the red roof?
It's up on the hill.
Well, yeah, they used to call
it. On the right hand side.
As you go into Fernandina, if you stop at the stoplight, if you turn left, you go down into the city.
Yeah.
But right there on that corner.
On the right.
Yeah, that's right. Call that the church up on the hill. It's an Episcopal church.
Episcopal church. Yeah, I built the. We pulled that concrete up there.
Did you?
That concrete get right, put people up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my cousin pulled that concrete.
I'll
up
be
there.
Darned. The handicap walk.
Right. We built that handicap
that
walk.
That hadn't been that long ago.
It ain't been there that long.
Well,
and you know the contractor too. I'm trying to think.
Three, 4 years ago.
There's a contractor belonging to your church too. I used to work under him.
Okay.
White. Yeah.
White man?
Yeah. He got a pickup truck. He belong there too. You know CT belong there too?
Yeah, sure.
They came and CT cooks down in the basement. They cook sometimes.
Yeah. That's right.
What's it? Well, Wick, something Wick.
No, I don't.
So, you know him.
Do I?
Yeah, you know him, because he belonged to that church.
Well, I go to the church.
You know
and
him.
CT and I are both on the vestry.
Well, here's him and CT good buddies. They cooks.
Okay, they cook breakfast.
Cook breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to see who's on his breakfast team.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, back in the old days, they used to call that the church up the hill.
Uh-huh.
Because down the hill was the little Good Shepherd.
All right.
Good Shepherd Church, little wooden church.
Yeah.
You familiar with that?
On the right.
Well, it was St. Peter's is right there. As you come down 8th Street, it's right there.
Right there.
But it was down the hill.
Down the hill.
Yeah, they call that the little church down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the black congregation. Until that building was condemned by the city, and then they tore that building down, and they brought the black and the white congregation together in St. Peter's.
Okay.
We have a wonderful congregation there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. You've been to church there?
I've been to church. I've been to about 3 or 4 funerals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for you.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of this fella's name. He live on a. You know him.
Well, it'll come
it'll
to you.
Come to him after a while. We build housing. The contractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Tweet.
Bill Tweet.
I'll have to talk to Bill.
Bill about me.
Yeah,
Bill know me.
Sure will.
Bill
and his wife Mary.
Mary,
wife,
yeah.
Mary, yeah.
We put a brick fence around his house.
Okay.
Yeah, all around his house.
Yeah, they're nice people.
Yeah, Bill Tweet, that's him, man. Yeah.
Well, listen, the NAACP, John L. Prelew goes to our... Do you know John L.? Tall,
I know Prelew.
Okay.
I know him.
I was talking to him a little bit about NAACP in Fernandina. Was there a branch of NAACP out here?
No.
Fernandina did the whole county?
No, we have something called Concerned Citizens.
Concerned Citizens,
yeah.
Here in Callahan.
In Callahan, yeah.
And that's the same kind of a thing?
The same kind of thing, yeah,
okay.
It is. Yeah.
Do you go to those meetings?
Oh, yes, I go. I have to play for I play for all the programs.
Okay.
Yeah.
How How far back does the Concerned Citizens go, and what kind of work do they do to help blacks?
They've been doing quite a bit, Ronnie Frankels.
For a long time?
Well, they go back about 45 years.
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years, because we had a parade, Martin Luther King parade. They was in charge of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a Martin Luther King parade here in Callahan?
Yeah,
okay. That's good for the kids. They've got to understand all that.
Yeah, we had one last year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know the lady passed in a while back. She's a teacher over there. Used to teach over there, Emma Love.
I know Emma Love. But
Emma Love, she's been over there 30 years, taught Bernina 30 years. Christine Blue.
I know an Eloise Blue.
Christine Blue. Her name Christine Blue.
Okay.
She passed, but we just buried her about a month ago.
Okay. Well, I know Eloise Blue.
I know what you're talking
Eloise,
about.
Eloise. She's got a lot of people in Miami.
Yeah.
But she goes to our church. She goes to both churches. She goes to Macedonia and St. Peter's.
And
she'll run back and forth
Macedonia,
on the same day.
I know where Macedonia is. I've been there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we do some work over in Macedonia. If you go by, you'll see there's a big sign up over the church, St.
Uh-huh.
Peter's in Macedonia.
Okay.
We've reworked the ladies' room in the church, and now we're working on the men's room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And,
Well, what about the new church they're building? They're not going to build a new church there?
Macedonia?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They're on their own property, so I heard.
I don't think they got any money.
I don't think. Somebody stole all the blocks.
Yeah.
Sold some of them.
I didn't hear that, but...
Yeah.
That's an old congregation.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have much money, we've been trying to help them. But that ladies' room, we wouldn't let a cat go to the bathroom in that ladies' room.
Oh, yeah?
And we fixed it up. We got new toilets and new sinks. And,
yeah?
Yeah, and, fixed that up nice. Now we're working on the men's room, but that church is in bad shape.
Well, who's the pastor there now?
Charlotta Robinson.
The lady?
Yeah, she's a big lady. She's got to be 6'2 or 6'3. I mean, she's not fat. She's just a big lady.
Well, see, I knew Goodman. Goodman used to be the
pastor. I didn't know him.
Goodman. He's not there now.
Charlotta comes to our church a lot, brings the choir over, and we go to her church. And
we're
doing some good stuff there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we gotta do a job on that men's room now, because the ladies' room is real nice.
Real nice, okay.
And then we'll try to figure something else we can do.
Okay.
But anyway, NAACP, before Concerned Citizens, did they ever do anything over in Callahan?
Oh, yeah, they have parties and things that for the young people, kids, the little young children. Yeah, they have dinners, they have cookouts.
To teach them.
Yeah, they do that too.
How far back do you remember the NAACP doing anything? Do you remember them as a kid?
Yes, I remember way back, I guess. Maybe way back, yeah. Not too far as a kid, no. No, yeah. I sure don't know. Not too far as a kid, no.
Anything that you remember specifically about the NAACP over here?
Well, they kind of helped us out. Went on my job a while back. When I worked in the St. Regis Paper Company, they helped me out a little bit.
How did they do that?
Okay, see, during the time when I go into working into the mill, we didn't have one union. We had different unions.
Okay.
Okay, now they help us get just one union.
They have one union for the blacks.
For all of us.
All
in the same union.
They combined
and
all.
They helped me in get my. I was supervisor for 6 years.
Okay.
They kind of helped me out on that.
Okay.
Yeah, before I left there. I stayed there 25 years.
You're retired from there?
Yeah, well, they went out of business.
Oh, they did?
They went out and sold out. And I stayed there 25 years. I was 6 years supervisor.
Did you get any retirement out of that?
Yeah, they give us pension.
Okay.
They give pension. Yeah, they give pension out of that.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got a little bit out. Yeah, they've been helping out. NAACP helps out.
That's really all I got in the way of questions. Is there anything that...
I want to get that other thing to you, though. I'm going to see if I get this out. History of our family union. I want you to read it.
I would like to read it, but I'm going to return it to you.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Can you think of anything else that's going through your mind while we're talking that would be of interest history-wise?
I won't think about it till you leave.
Well, that's okay.
Huh?
you're not going to stay in touch.
Yeah, because I see you know Bill Twix and all of them, too.
Yeah, I sure do. Well, I think maybe I amazed you, the number of people I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're good people. We